we are going to talk about this giant in me, the man Jesus. This giant in me, the man Jesus. Hallelujah. We know as children of God, we have the benefits of receiving blessings of God and enjoying blessings of God. But for us to be tapping in to the benefit of Jesus is a different story from when Jesus actually operates inside of us. Then we become the embodiment of testimony, embodiment of miracle. Great things will be happening because Jesus is part of us. Okay? It's not like you going to a medical doctor that is giving you medication, giving you prescription. This time around, the medical doctor is living in your house. All right? You don't need to queue and line up anymore. It's right there helping you out. That is what we say, this giant in me, the man Jesus Christ. For us to understand this, let's analyze and understand the life of Jesus. Who was Jesus when on earth? Who was Jesus? Jesus Christ, who was he? Jesus was the Son of God. Do we agree? Jesus is the Son of God. When I use words, I don't mean that Jesus is dead. Jesus is alive. But you understand, for the sake of my explanation, Jesus was the Son of God. Okay? And the part that we Christians of today seems to understand better is that we know that Jesus is Lord. We know that Jesus and God, they are one. He said, me and my Father, we are one. The spirit of, when you want to approach God, just need to approach Jesus. Because Jesus is representing God. He's God in his Son at the same time. Which some people could not understand. But thank God for people that understand. Right? Like I said, some of us understand that part very well, the spiritual aspect of Jesus. But we want to talk about the natural aspect of Jesus. Jesus was not a ghost. He was a human being. Jesus was a flesh carrier. Jesus had pain. Jesus ate food. He went to the toilet. He went to the bathroom. Okay? Jesus had friends. Jesus had enemies. So when we're talking about this giant in me, the man Jesus, it's a way of trying to simplify the lifestyle of Jesus so that we can connect with Jesus and take the benefit that who Jesus Christ is and adopt it and put it into our lives so that we can live freely and victoriously just like Jesus Christ. Amen. I said Jesus was a Son of God. Let's start from there. Don't let us complicate matter. He was born of Mary, of Virgin Mary. Okay? He grew in wisdom and in stature, as the Bible put it. I mean, like every day celebrating birthday, somebody is advancing, is growing some limbs, getting bigger and bigger. That was Jesus. I want us to go to the book of Matthew chapter 4. Let's read verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for now it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Let's read verse 17 together. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Lord shall be pleased with you in Jesus' name. Jesus was sent by God in heaven to come to earth for a mission. And it started when he was baptized. He became publicly shown to people. And God confirmed him, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. How many of us would like to hear something like that? God speaking that this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you want God to speak like that to you? You know God can speak like that to you. You know the reason why God said it to Jesus is because if anything happened to Jesus, it can happen to you. You can claim it. Okay? This is my beloved Son, my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Everything starts from here. Amen. Now, let somebody tell me what Jesus was doing when he go out to people. What was he saying? I'm not saying what was he doing. What was he saying? He was preaching. Give me one thing that Jesus would say when he go out. About God. In what way? Let's go to Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. It says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We heard today during the Sunday school what we Christians, children of God, supposed to be doing. What's supposed to be our focus? Heaven's supposed to be our focus. What is happening around us must not be moving us. What should be moving us is God himself. We heard that during the Sunday school. And I mentioned that it's probably part of the message that we have today. Now, Jesus Christ, because today, you know, Christianity, you can never be bigger than your master, true of us. You cannot know more than the book itself. But we Christians of today, we know more than the book. We are more spiritual than Jesus, more spiritual than God. That is why there is so much preaching out there today. A lot of things are happening today. Alright? Let us try to understand. We are not here to criticize. People that think that is their job to criticize, that is their job. It's not our job. Our job is that what is actually right, what is actually true, what is going to be beneficial for us. Okay? We are not going to be bigger than our master. Jesus is our master. What makes me to be a Christian is what when I do what Christ expects me to do. Okay, when I follow what Christ says, that is what makes me a Christian. As a matter of fact, you know, Christian, the word Christian is Christ-like. So, if I truly want to be a Christian, I better do just what Jesus wants me to do. Any other thing, no matter how fancy, it is not relevant. So, let's understand this, children of God, because by the time that we get to heaven, the only measuring yardstick is following what Jesus Christ said, how he lived his life, what he said we should do. Jesus Christ, when he was preaching, God, man, now, human being, he said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Like I said, today many of us, we see Jesus as Lord. We understand the spiritual part of Jesus, we don't understand his natural part. Jesus was not preaching fire and brimstone. Jesus was not doing all kinds of miracles for the sake of doing it. You know, when I asked that question, I intentionally asked the question. I said, what was Jesus saying? I was not saying, what was Jesus doing? A lot of miracles happened during the time of Jesus, but that was not the primary goal. His primary goal was to tell people about the kingdom of God. And that is why he said, what will it profit a man that gains the whole world and loses his soul? The most relevant thing in Christianity is what? The kingdom of God. Miracle is part of the kingdom of God. Blessing, riches. We pray today for our healing. Right? As we started the message. Healing is part of Christianity, but they are not the primary. The primary is the kingdom of God. That is why Jesus narrated the story of Lazarus and the rich man. It's not about money. It's not about physical material. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the kingdom of God. What God will do, he will do. It is not about any one of us. It's about God. What is it that Jesus is telling us? He said, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. So if we consider ourselves to be Christians, our attitude, our characters must be Christian-like. Amen? Wrong word, you must be conscious of it. Wrong way of life, you must be conscious of it. Will people abuse you? Will people provoke you? Yes. But as a child of God, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not about me anymore. It's about who I choose to follow. Amen. Now, we want to talk about four things about Jesus. And I want you to pay attention because at the end of it all, we are going home with miracles. Amen. We are going home with blessings and riches, promotions and greatness, and all ramifications in the mighty name of Jesus. If anybody does not make it to the kingdom of God, his life is a waste. If any Christian does not make it to the kingdom of God, his life is a waste. May our life not be a waste in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord will give us the grace. I want you to, in 1 minute, pray for yourself. God, please give me the grace to serve you to the end. Give me the grace to faithfully and in honesty serve you. I know I will have to struggle with some things, but give me the grace to hold on unto the end in the name of Jesus. And God shall answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ, let's continue. I said Jesus taught us about the kingdom of God. The second thing we learn about Jesus is that Jesus taught us how to pray. I will continue to re-emphasize what I mentioned the other time, that we Christians of today, we understand the spiritual aspect of Jesus. We understand Jesus as the one that has all the authority. That once we mention his name, miracles must happen. But don't forget that Jesus, we are talking about pray. Alright? I don't want us to be too spiritual. What did Jesus do? He prayed. Jesus was not God the Father. He was God the Son. And he prayed to the Father. And Jesus, at a point, he told his disciples, when they came to him and said, Master, how come we could not perform this miracle? He said, this thing cannot be done except by prayer and fasting. Are you listening? Don't take prayer time in church for granted. Jesus, our master, prayed. Am I talking too spiritual for you to understand? So, please, if you understand the importance of what we're talking about, then it will be easy for you to be walking your way towards it. So that is why I want you to understand it. I am not saying you are there, and I'm not saying I am there. But let us see that this thing is important so that we can be walking towards it. Nothing happened miraculously without prayer. Pray for your home. Pray for your future. Pray for your destiny. Right? Pray for your family. Hallelujah. A lot of things happen in the spirit realm, which it's only through prayer you can be able to understand and be able to see. So brothers and sisters, don't get too spiritual than Jesus. What did Jesus do during his time? So who are you to think that you can claim heaven and earth without prayer?